welcome to another episode of Chick Chat Live. My name is Cornelia, and on today's episode, we are talking about women and self-evaluation and self-worth, as well as how to deal with an agbaya. I have some lovely guests in the studio with me today. I have Sharon Ademefu, who is a beauty entrepreneur at Rona Wigs. I also have with me Omalicha.
Hello, baby girl.
Rhythm 93.7 FM's broadcaster and the beautiful soul singer-songwriter Ruby Giang of Chocolate City. Woo-hoo. Thank you for joining me, ladies. So on the topic of women and self-worth, I'll start with you, Ruby. Okay. Do you think that women find it hard to sort of value themselves? I mean, we're all in creative. You call yourself a creative, right?
Industry.
We're all in the creative industry. And when it comes to naming your price and sticking to it, do you struggle with putting a value on yourself?
Absolutely. I think it goes beyond just, I don't know, I think it goes to when we start out as little girls and then just somehow, some way, this message gets across. You're a girl, go to the back. Mm-hmm. Girls can't do this. Guys will always be in front. And before you know it, it's actually, you know.
Social conditioning,
exactly.
Basically, yeah.
So by the time it comes to you and work and, you know, career, you're used to always sacrificing. Mm-hmm. You're used to always putting everybody else first. Yes. So instead of you to put yourself first when it comes to your business and what you want, we tend to kind of, you know, just
draw back.
Mm-hmm. You know, although there's a part of most of us, I believe, that is just like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, after you've settled.
Exactly. Yeah. So absolutely. And I think it's just conditioning, really.
So have you found it hard when, let me even use your career,
yes,
for example,
absolutely.
And it would become a thing for free somewhere. How do you sort of fence off clients who kind of want to solicit your services for free or next to nothing?
You know, when I first started out, I was just happy to sing, so call me. But then when I started calculating, I have TP, I have to do makeup, I have to do hair, I need to do my outfit. And I just want to be appreciated for the effort I put in. Then I started thinking about it. And it's still something I face till date, where people are like, hey, just take it now. I have struggles with my management. I'm like, no. Do you know who I am? You guys are devaluing me. Wow. So the thing is,
you're still fighting.
Yes.
Are you still going through that
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Now, though, it's a battle. If you can't give me money, there has to be something else
that's worth it.
If not, let me sit down at home.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Omalicha,
being
already, you know, people put you, come and host this, come and do this, come and do that. Do you have, are you bold enough in your declaration of, you know, this is what I charge? How do you manage it?
So I think with experience, when you've been in an industry for a certain amount of time, then you now know what and what you are going to take and not take. Mm-hmm. You now know what is investment and what's just wasting time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if it depends on who I'm working with.
Right.
If I'm working with you, I would say, Connie is my girl. Connie, my girl. Mm-hmm. Yo. If it's a brand,
right,
you ask me to come and work for free. Are you not afraid? What? Don't you have the fear of God that is on you?
Mm-hmm.
No,
even,
I'm not afraid to tell you.
Connie is my, you know, this is my girl. I still think that's a problem because
a problem.
I think that naturally, you know, we're nurturers. We like taking care of people. Mm-hmm. And I even find that with me, if somebody says, you know, how much, they'll generally ask, oh, what's your price?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a female thing, but I feel, I say, until my cousin said,
no!
Send your price and defend it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I still have a problem actually giving a high figure. I just automatically cower or temper down what it is I need to say.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, what I do is, okay, I know what I'm worth. Like I said, it's time. In the beginning, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, you also have to understand the markets. Okay. Mm-hmm. The markets I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of things that will make someone choose someone over you.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the market that we are in, you know, show business. So show business. When you sell show, they hire you regardless of what content you have to offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and if you know who you are and what you stand for, you just don't take nonsense.
Right.
So I say I charge, let's say I charge ₦1 million to MC an event. If I ask
plug.
You.
That was such a plug.
No, that wasn't. But if you, I ask you, what's your budget? It depends on the relationship again that I have with the company. What's your budget? I'm not saying what's your budget because I feel that's not what, I'm not worth it. No.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? What's your budget? It's business.
Yeah.
It's like going to the market to buy tomato.
I
don't need tomato. You only need 300 or 200 Kilo de mommy. It's that, you know.
Okay.
And then it depends again. There's so many factors. If it's you, you have an event. Mm-hmm. If it's the chit chat mm-hmm. event, I don't have a problem with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have sponsors
at the event
and you have value, you have respect for my art.
Mm-hmm. Well, then there should be journalists. Yeah.
We should have a conversation, healthy as friends, as you know, colleagues. Do you understand? Healthy conversation, babe. I beg. I don't have that much money. This is the budget. Let me tell you, but I can do something. Mm-hmm. I would be the one to tell you, Connie, stop that. Mm-hmm. This is my own invest contribution to your work.
So for you, it's about the approach. Okay, well, let me come over here, Sharon. How do you deal with? You know, there are people who say, so you're into obviously beauty, right?
Right.
People say this to me a lot. Let me pick your brain. You know, let's meet over coffee. They want to do it in conversation style. You know, people are slick sometimes. Yes. They want to do it in conversation style. And I want people, because I know a lot of people have these issues. What are the tips? Because I know you know how to check when people need to be checked.
The first thing for me, I got comfortable talking about money quickly.
Yeah, right. Early,
that was number one.
So you have
one.
To get rid of that discomfort.
First of all. Second of all, you need to have a value for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you come in and you say, "Ah, Sharon, my wig is doing this, there's a cost for it." Mm-hmm. I've calculated my time. And if you don't have a value for this, you have no business giving a discount.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because for me, what it comes down to is numbers. I have overheads that need to be met. Mm-hmm. And what I realized was before I used to take any price, people would be pricing me anyhow. I'd be there killing myself. When I went away, my husband's a financial advisor. And when we went and did the numbers, I had a lot of customers, I had a lot of orders, but I was making no money.
That's just not cool.
And so I had to go back to the drawing board and come back and say, okay, and I went and I got myself trained. I learned a lot of things about making wigs. And then I found that this is how much I need to charge. Mm-hmm. So when I came back and the first person was like, "Ah, no, you have to cut it. I was like, "I'm sorry, this is my price and that's that."
Yeah.
And when people started still coming to me, irrespective of my... In fact, word got out that, well, this Sharon doesn't negotiate. And that's what it was. And if I so choose to negotiate, then I do. Most people don't even know their profit and loss of their business. They don't know their transactional cost. They don't know their cost of sale. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be a real businesswoman, whether you're selling cake, whether you're selling
this,
revenue is not profit. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people get that really, really mixed up. Yes, you might have 5 million and you might have cost of 8.
Yeah.
So actually you are negative 3 million.
Yeah.
But because you don't have proper things in place to calculate that cost, how are you supposed to know what to charge?
So basically more women need to get comfortable with numbers.
And pricing.
But I think that also by the way society has been set up, is that when a woman is assertive and
confident,
can I say, thank you, I was going to ask her, but that's it, like, you shouldn't be that way.
You can't be that way. You want to marry?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, so a real man.
Like that. So it's part of the expectation of society for us not to be
brave and bold. Because I was struggling, I was like, I would go for events, work hard, bring a band, do everything, and then I would get, you know, peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I
realized, with a band.
Yes, with a band. And I realized something. Ruby. I started researching. I started asking myself, you know, I went to YouTube, Google, how to get paid what you're worth.
Well,
two things. One said that just go to people that value what you have.
Right.
So going forward, since then, I started just cutting out certain places.
Not everybody is your customer. Absolutely.
I started realizing that it was actually... It's just someone that, a fan that loves me so much, like, "Oh, it's my birthday, would you come sing for me?"
What do you want?
Then they withdraw money.
Yeah.
Money that the regular shows I'll be going for. So it's value, that's one. Another one I read was a book, it's called Women Don't Ask.
Mm.
Yeah.
We don't get because we don't ask for it.
Simple
there
and
are
simple.
People that will give it to you if you ask. And I'm sure experience has shown all of us that the time you just said, this is it, and you stood by it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it all. Mm-hmm. If they didn't think we were worth it in their minds, they left.
They'll tell you different things.
And it's fine. There's your worth and there's perceived value.
And what it is, it's not just to come and talk. I'll say, and I usually say, I always say, before I would react emotionally and say to you, you don't speak to the, So I would say to you, what is your budget? You tell me your budget is 100,000. I know I will not be satisfied with 100,000 because what I do is emotional. It's an emotional job.
Yeah.
So I need to be okay.
You give me the happy. Best. Yes.
So I would say to you, okay, you don't have, I'm sorry, I won't be able to take that, but I can recommend somebody that would take that
for you.
For
better.
You. Mm-hmm. And they say, "Oh, no, we want you." I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, look, I'm busy on that day."
Mm-hmm.
See, relationship kept.
Yeah.
I've recommended someone for you, no fights, no, because that's the difference between us and guys. We're very emotional.
Yeah.
So we sometimes react, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But sorry, with that being said, I consider myself very masculine, actually. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of masculine energy in the sense that I'm not very emotional. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the problem a lot of women have with me. Mm-hmm. It's just not personal. Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah, of course.
That's another thing. No, women aren't able to take that.
You're saying we are emotional as women. What I'm thinking is if you are not emotional, the person who's receiving the information is emotional. And the reason I'm not emotional is because I've passed that stage when it comes to my business.
Yeah, absolutely.
I take it personally. I'm passionate about it, but an upset customer whom I know I've tried my very best for is just going to have to be an upset customer. You cannot please everyone. That is not poor customer.
I was going to add, please, it depends on the kind of business in which you are working. Yeah. Where I'm coming from is when a company
a girl is very emotional about her hair.
Hey, I was going to say, depends on the kind of
emotion. That's a different thing entirely.
So you got to learn to still systematically make this girl feel good about herself.
But let her know. Beauty business
because
is hard
hair
business.
Will ruin a babe's day.
What's the strategy to fencing it off?
You have to start off by knowing your numbers. If anyone asks me anything, my price is on my phone.
So you have it on hand. Yeah, fee schedule right
quick,
there.
Let you know.
Yeah, like me
And
now.
If you're not confident, I mean, it will teach you, but if you're not confident enough,
hire somebody.
Or let it go. Yeah. It's not for entrepreneurship. It's just not for you.
It depends on. It's a different type of market.
Yeah. Yes.
Because if you live in a different country, Nigeria is a very peculiar market economy, and there are different things. So you have to study your own. That's for her, true. What should you do, your girl?
Yeah.
But entertainment is different.
And you know, I like what you said about, you know, she said relationships and asking what people's budgets are. Now I've learned I have different packages. Or you want the band, the money goes.
Do you
want this, the money, this is it.
So if you want to be cheap, that's like a cappella.
No problem.
No soundtrack.
That's a good thing. What happened is, once upon a time, I was always, if I'm not doing a band, I'm not coming, but I was losing out on so many events. So I started to.
In this industry where they don't understand your sense of band.
Yes.
Are you joking?
Thank you.
You just come and mime and
so
go.
So you break it down. So I started learning.
But you learn your cost of sales.
And like she said, know your offerings. You want this. I'm sure you have different levels of weeks.
That's a very smart idea. Different levels. Or other recommendations.
I lost out a lot because a lot of people just couldn't afford it, which is why I now have launched my, I call it budget friendly, because it's still not mass market, but it's a lot cheaper, and there's a lot of response, you know. But that is an example of me listening to my market.
So Sharon, if we were to summarize this discussion in terms of women and upping, let's use the word, upping your value, upping your self-worth and owning it, because we all know you can't run this business on pleasantries. It's not paying the bills. What tips or what would you say that women should do more of to sort of evaluate to an accurate standard?
Number one, do your research. So that's knowing how much the cost of things are, how much profit you're making per transaction.
Comfortable with numbers.
If you're going to give a discount, what discount are you giving? How much profit are you making off of that discount? If you don't like numbers, hire an accountant.
Yeah.
And then also add value to your brand. You know, that's what makes people stand out. Those are the two major factors. And finally, know when to stop.
Right.
Your
when
brand,
it's not working for you.
It might not be working, but you might not be selling because your offerings are not what people want. It's not making money. Yeah. You're in the red, you know. So keep it real with yourself, basically.
And in summary, Ruby, what are your last thoughts?
For me, I go back to the social conditioning. It goes back to your mind and what we've been told since we're young girls.
Young girls.
Do you understand? Just stay back. You know,
hold
just
back.
Go back.
Play your position.
Don't demand. Do you understand? And we have to liberate our minds.
And unlearn that behavior.
Unlearn that, do you understand? And it won't be easy. Just like, you know how sometimes you have to let go of friends that...
Yeah, no longer work for you.
Capping.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard when you start doing it. It's going to be hard, but you just...
So I have no emotions.
Saying no, saying this is it, this is not...
Standing
this is
your ground.
Exactly. And also, don't be afraid to lose out on some things. Because that will
happen.
Some people are like, who is she?
Yeah,
well, but like you said earlier, the lady that walked out came back the next day. So understand. So I think first and foremost, just start with your mind. Understand that you are worth your price.
I love
it. So ladies, you heard it here first. Name your price and defend it.
Hashtag.
Because nobody else is going to fight for you as hard as you fight for yourself. So I think we need to be more confident. And now we are moving on to the hot topic of the day. We will be right back.
Hi, guys. Question for the day. How do you set boundaries with a sister-in-law, also known as an agbaya, in this scenario? Please judge the matter. My husband's family love to be around each other. They are all so close that their father built a block of flats where they all live. My husband and I live in the penthouse. We're building our own, so we are here for another 2 years. My family and I are close, but we have boundaries. We don't need to speak to each other every day or be in each other's faces. They're quite different. They're used to walking in and out of each other's apartments and helping themselves to things. I'm usually okay with it, as I don't mind entertaining. However, my husband's sister is too much for me. She is a chronic and never-ending burden. I tend to mind my business with their family issues and say almost nothing at all. But she has a habit of raiding my kitchen pantry and freezer every other month. She comes in while I'm at work and just goes in. The other day, she took a whole chicken, huge tilapia fish from my freezer, and a few drinks and other items from my pantry. This lady cooked and entertained her guests in our house. I've gathered it's because my husband has a cook, so she makes use of him too. I came home looking to defrost some freezer items, only to discover I had been robbed again. I am so annoyed because food is expensive and this lady is reckless. She takes the expensive things like prawns, crabs, and snails. I was thinking of putting a lock on my freezer. After I had a conversation with my hubby, he told me to let her know myself that I don't like what she does. He said those are female issues, so he's not getting involved. I wasn't expecting that stupid response, considering how cranky he gets when he wants something and it's finished. My grandmother fiercely warned me to leave those worry people. She said I should let them take what they want, even my personal stuff, and that the one that I don't want them to see, I should hide. I found this funny. I'm usually even-tempered, but I just can't with this one. Is putting a lock on my freezer extreme? How does one set boundaries with an older in-law? Should I install a lock or listen to my grandmother's advice? It's part of being called a missus.
Welcome back, guys. You guys have heard the story. Now we're going to find out what our studio guests think. I'm going to start with you, Abalicha, because I know you're ready to go. Let's define what an agbaya is for the people who don't know the meaning. What is an agbaya?
To my little understanding, agbaya is someone who's old but is not respecting his age. So you are just doing things like someone that doesn't have sense on them. How can you? How? I'm going to be a Christian about this. Uh-huh. I'll try so hard to be a Christian. My thing is, we're not children.
Yeah.
See, first, I have a problem with the fact that the husband did not handle the situation because your job, your first priority is to protect your wife.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. Your wife's priority is to protect her husband. Mm-hmm. If my brother messes up in my house, my husband has no business telling my brother anything. Immediately, mm-hmm. I will question Check. My brother. Mm-hmm. Is there something wrong with your brain? Mm-hmm. I just need to understand. Same way with, there's no need to cause unnecessary problems. You have to pick your battles. You have not finished dealing with the boy you married. You are now dealing, extending to a sister. And sister, what's wrong with you?
That's why we're calling her an agbaya. But okay, so Ruby, let me pass it on to you.
Yeah.
When somebody, you know, in Nigeria, this cultural tradition thing, the fact that, you know, he's like 6 years older than you, she's not that old, yeah. but, you know, you can't really jack her the way you want to jack her.
Oh my God, Cornelia, that just sounds so wrong from you.
You really want to jack her, brother?
I see you as a princess. Are you going to jack someone?
You never know.
Okay, so how would you... Jacka. How would you handle somebody who's like not that old but slightly older than
me? I mean, first off, my immediate older sister is 6 years older than me.
Okay.
There's one that's 9 years, there's one that's 10. And we've had friction, and there's a way I can put things across that you just know.
Mm-hmm.
The line, and I'm not good at shouting. Rah.
So like, would you put a lock on the freezer? Or
no,
would you confront her?
Okay, you would confront. Like, you know, it's big sister, Ego, auntie, you know. You know, you're always welcome here. Your family, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
But she said no. You know, but I would prefer, you know, whenever I buy food, I plan, you know, for my family. And I prefer that before you take, you ask me.
Okay.
You're always welcome. Eh? Then we'll notch it up. We'll keep going. Okay. But she, until I get her to understand
the level
that,
at
see,
which.
This is serious.
Mm-hmm.
I came with you respectfully. You're not getting it. Okay, then let's ship that to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And let's have that conversation. Since you have thrown away your respect, I will deal with you.
Okay.
So that's where now the husband will come. If he comes, first, obviously, I would have spoken to him about it. Talk to his sister.
Okay.
You refuse. So since you did not want to handle it, I am handling it my way. This is my house. I run this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So this boundary must be Claire.
Okay. So you are drawing that line.
So first, if she does not, no, I'm not even gonna lock my fridge. It's my house.
Yeah, because what am I locking my fridge?
Yeah.
It's my house.
Because a lot of people say, oh, shopping. Yeah. Somebody said, oh, shopping
no,
little bits.
No, no.
Somebody said, oh, you'll be buying your buying.
Why am I adjusting myself?
Please. Sharon, I know you are ready to go off. So what do you have to say about this situation? Are you putting a lock on your freezer, first of all?
Well,
and what are you telling your cook? Because the cook is out of control.
No, you can't tell the cook anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it's not the cook's fault. The truth of the matter is, you can't empower your staff too much.
Yes.
Because they always go and overbear. It's overbear. Yeah. It's not do. They always do past the one that you would even do. Yeah. For unfortunately for my sister-in-law, my freezer, the updated one that already has a lock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm a lock that bad boy. Because I can be extremely passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. There's a place for it. There's a place for directness and there's a place for passive aggression.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in-laws are a place for passive aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know about any other tribe, but Yorubas were fond on quoting.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was rude.
Mm-hmm.
So now the point gets lost.
Mm-hmm. Because it now comes you to
try to stand up for yourself.
It becomes you are rude.
It becomes so that you are rude. Anything that is, you know, opposite to what they want is rudeness. So first of all, my husband cannot even tell me
that he's not talking to his sister.
That he's not talking because the truth of the matter is, if any member of my family, father o, mother o, brother, sister, disrespect or do something, the times that they've even cough the way I don't like in the way in direction of my husband, I've pounced on them. They know me. Don't mess with Sharon's husband. They know that. And I expect him
to do the same for you.
To do the same. That kind of thing, it can't even happen in my house. Just that's just the truth. The truth of the matter is, we are the ones that set the tone for our family. So I'm the one that sets the tone. My family know, right down to my dad, if you come to my house, you need to call first.
Yeah, you can't just
what if I'm in my bum shorts?
Yeah. What if what happens?
Feeling hot with myself.
Yeah.
What if I'm having sex in the living room?
Let me move to the grandmother's advice because I feel like sometimes you go to the wrong person for it. Just miss Yan.
It's a wrong
and,
advice.
You know, obviously, the people, family is from worry, nothing against worry people. I don't know how,
what
you
mean?
Know, I don't know how worry people are, but to leave those worry people alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you really agree that sometimes it's okay to cower and
No,
I'm saying stoop to conquer because depending on the kind of family that you have. And remember, they live in the same building, and for the sake of peace, given our cultural conditioning and
you know
everything,
that peace does not
is it wise for her to confront? Because like you said, the story is going to change to she's rude. All of a sudden, sister says, I'm not coming to your house. Husband never wanted to be involved anyway. And then it becomes you are rude to the agbaya of a sister.
See, she has already found herself in that situation.
Yeah.
She has no business talking too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not her business to talk.
Mm.
It's her husband's business. Yeah. I think we need to come to the point where we actually accept what role you play in the family.
Family.
Look, he's my brother. I'm always going to love him. I'm not the one having sex with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? He has a wife.
And that's what it comes down to.
You have to create I'm an elder sister. I have younger brothers.
Do you think that it's going above the husband's head since the husband then says something?
He said
like,
no. He said that it's women's problem. Women.
Oh, so he's giving
then
permission
let
to go.
Yeah, like, okay. Because what he's done, he's actually relinquishing a core responsibility as a husband to protect his wife. So she's protecting herself.
It's not about you anymore.
Yeah.
So you can't say it's women's problem. What does that even mean?
So you think
are you
is that a weakness? Is that a weak man?
He didn't
not
want
to. No,
he doesn't want
to.
He doesn't want to confront them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see, as I said to, I don't know if I said when we were out in the break room, I said that I've broken up with a guy because I felt he was entirely too close to his family. And it was
I'm very close to my family.
It is, call it what you want. Mm-hmm. I want to be happy in my life.
Well,
and I
know
I've seen aunties, I've seen to a certain extent where my mother was alive, certain issues that she faced that was just unnecessary. If my dad had just said boom, if my uncle had just said boom, there's some lines that just wouldn't be crossed. I'll use another example. My brother, you just don't try him and his wife. It's just he's a gist. We know it in the house.
And you respect it.
And that is that. They don't have any problem. If there are any problem, it's between the two of them.
That's what it should be.
Find out what our chicks in the streets had to say.
It's the husband that is weak concerning this thing. Because if the husband is not weak, she's the one to, you know, to settle that matter. to let the sister know that she has no right again on him, and she will not control her his wife for him. He is the one to control two of them, and no peace will reign if it's like that.
Advice Emile Funipe Koshe Suru. What am I lock fridge?
If I were to be the wife, I'll just lock my freezer. I will lock my freezer. I don't care what anybody thinks because it's annoying. And there are some people that can never ever change with time. There's nothing you tell them, or in fact, they'll just believe that it's their right to do what they are doing. So the best thing for me is I'll lock my freezer. Maybe when she comes and say, they've locked my freezer. You lock your freezer. I might say, I forgot. I'll give her one excuse or another, but I'll keep locking it until she gets the message. I will do it. I will lock my freezer. In fact, with a double lock. That man is a cause of the problem. You do get my point? Because he has a decision, a policy in your home. Your wife is not your slave. She's not your house girl. You marry her, you get her from her parents, say it's your flesh. 1 + 1 = 1. You understand? You can't pinch your body. So for that reasons, for me, I will blame the man because he didn't arrange his home. The sister has no right over his home.
Did she have said no to that situation? Because obviously they're building somewhere else.
What is she saying no to?
To living in that house. So let's go and rent somewhere else.
Well, you know what?
That's not fair.
Can I be sincere? Yeah. I wouldn't say no. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? I would definitely probably not be home a lot, but yeah. I wouldn't say no since there's already a plan
to move.
For us to move. Yeah. But you see, I don't believe in... I believe in autonomic mm-hmm. situations, mm-hmm. and I think that it's not healthy for a fresh marriage
to be too close.
So to be honest with you, I actually take that back. Mm-hmm. I would have said,
let's find our own place and rent.
Yeah. And if
feasible is that in the situation where they are building their own home in, you know, Lekki, and then this is free rent? So well, are you now saying that it is fair for a woman to impose because you can't handle?
It's not imposing.
Rent somewhere else.
That means I have to know without a shadow of a doubt that my husband is ready to put these boundaries in place.
Yes, yeah. I'm big on conversation. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So if the husband is not trying to, if the woman doesn't answer. If the woman doesn't, you know, mm-hmm. She's trying to be rah-rah-rah, but because personally, the way I was brought up, we were taught to respect our elders, mm-hmm. but there's a line. Elders should respect themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Respect your father's name.
I mean, yeah, there are times my father would do stuff and I would like, Daddy, what you did really upset me. I mean, mm-hmm. you know.
Well,
that's how I grew up. That's same thing my parents, same thing my older ones.
If you still watch the Teletubbies, have
you?
Sesame Street.
So
you were brought up to express yourself.
Express myself and know that what I said was important.
Yeah.
You know, so I would have that conversation. And if she doesn't want to hear, then maybe more drastic. Mm-hmm. You know.
This girl, I'm not even worried about.
But sorry, let me ask you. Sorry,
you guys know with this okay. Let's go to chick chat extra.
Lunch.
You can join the conversation by using the hashtag Chick Chat Live. If you have a topic, suggestion, or question for us, our information is on the screen below. Don't forget to subscribe to The Tribe. Until then, I will see you guys on the next episode. Thank you, ladies, for coming.
Yay!